Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition, the 15th day of October 2012. We are less than 3 weeks out from the 2012 presidential election. And yes, it's a dog and pony show in every sense of the way. It's a donkey and elephant show in every sense of the way. Both men, I've never seen presidents that are more closely aligned presidential candidates than Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, and Mitt Romney. But there is certainly a fight by the different groups that feed off of the two political party system. There is a real fight between those two groups over who gets control. And we posted an article at Infowars.com over the weekend that got linked up at DrudgeReport.com saying, will there be riots? An economic collapse blog story. Will there be riots if Obama doesn't win? And then linking to a bunch of Twitter and Facebook posts with people saying they plan to riot. And then I found Thomas Sowell a few days before. The journalist was saying that that was the intel he had in a print article, but also on the radio. He said that on KABC. And then we found Chicago papers talking about it. And we found the Examiner from like 5-6 days ago reporting on it. Well, I started doing some research Saturday and Sunday and found so many websites, news sites, Twitter, Facebook. And these aren't dummy accounts. These aren't people that are, you know, out there spoofing and making fun of people. And some of that undoubtedly goes on. These are Facebook and Twitter accounts with thousands of tweets, you know, 8,000, 20,000, you know, 5,000 tweets. Facebooks with tens of thousands of followers, with real people saying they're going to engage in racial attacks, that they're going to kill people, they're going to burn things if Obama doesn't win. And this is so horrible because then you've got not just black racists over there, some of them doing that. You've got white racists going, yeah, bring it on. Let's get a war going. Let's put black people in FEMA camps. That's the type of stuff that's in the article up at Infowars.com where the election results cause massive riots to erupt all over America. There's almost 3,000 comments in there, and there's trolls, probably blacks posing as white racists, probably whites posing as black racist. Trolling is just is so disgusting. In there trying to get something stirred up. The point is, we've seen riots in other parts of the world and here via politics and election results. And this is a dead heat between Obama and Romney right now. And so if they have another contested election like happened in 2000 with Al Gore or George W. Bush, I do predict that if it's contested, you're going to see massive civil unrest. And if the police stand down when looters or groups use this as an excuse to go out and engage in mayhem like criminals do when their sports team loses or wins, they go out and riot. You've seen that all over the country. You've seen that just all over the nation. Groups going out, multiracial groups, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it, after sports teams win or lose. Now, you saw the Red Sox win a few years ago. Was it 5 years ago already? Time flies. And there was a huge group of black, white, Hispanic, you name it, out there, you know, going wild. And the cops come out and rubber bullet and, you know, kill some innocent woman. It's a mess, and we don't want this. But this is what Thomas Sowell, it was like 5-6 days ago. He said this like last Wednesday, so let's try to get him on. He's black, and he's following these sites, and he's saying, no, I predict this will happen if Obama loses. Some polls, like Rasmussen, have Mitt Romney pulling ahead. So whereas it's all a big show, doesn't matter. You know, there are riots at rock and roll concerts. You know, you can get this out of this political show, this political reality show. We're going to be breaking that down and a lot more. Big show today. Stay with us.
There's a need for a new world order. but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We have a mafia government. It comes down to that. We have a global mafia that calls themselves the globalists or the New World Order, who are absolutely dedicated to planetary corporate above the law government, where they put giant laws and regulations on us, violate our basic liberties, enslave us, and they themselves are exempt from their own system. And that is what we are facing. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, October 15th, 2012 edition. It is going to be an extremely important broadcast today. There is just so much crazy news out there, like this. Child suspended from school for kombucha in lunchbox. It was less than 0.2% alcohol. There are so many fermented foods that have tiny amounts of alcohol in it, and they call the police on them. And the police are looking at possibly arresting the child now. You also have in New York, lawsuits being filed over the government saying it's going to track 16-ounce drinks of all types. Next, they're set to ban milk products and popcorn. Again, it's all about government telling you how to live your life. Already nationwide under the new federal initiative. It started 3 years ago in Chicago. They're telling school children what they can eat. And parents are being told, don't pack a lunch. You're not trusted. And now it's not just Rhode Island that did this last week. Now Colorado is announcing that it's the law that all hospital employees, including police and first responders that come to the hospital, janitors, you name it, you must all take whatever vaccines they say. Of course, there's no, it's not a law, it's a mandate, but they're running the giant hoax. As usual, Colorado healthcare workers to be fired if they refuse mandatory flu shots, but it's anyone that comes to the hospital in an official capacity. They tried this again 10 years ago with the New Freedom Initiative type program, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, to forcibly inoculate 14 million first responders, and they said no. And first they announced it's the law, and the police and firefighters and others went and looked, said there is no law. And so it backfired. Only 4%, the LA Times reported, of the 14 million took the shots. Well, plus they tried to give them smallpox shots, and it killed so many people. That was really the big wake-up call. It's like, you shouldn't have rolled out the most deadly first on them. Oh, but, you know, I covered this yesterday. I'm going to cover it again before I even get to the news, because it's such a big deal. There are hundreds of articles that I have personally been coming across. They're just littering everywhere. Parade Magazine, Longview News Journal, you name it, saying there are, quote, no side effects from any vaccines, including flu. Here is the Longview Journal. Take your medicine, getting a flu shot is part of being good neighbor. And it goes on, absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. That's right there. So I thought I'd read this again. This is CDC, vaccines, immunizations, basics and common questions, possible side effects from vaccines, cdc.gov/print.do URL-http. And it just goes on from there. Or just type in CDC vaccine side effects, and that'll be the first thing comes up. And it says comas, death, permanent narcolepsy, epilepsy. I mean, it's just 20 pages and then links. Fever, redness, swelling, shortness of breath, soreness or tenderness, and fussiness. It's got tiredness or poor appetite, vomiting, seizures, nonstop crying, high fever. I mean, it just goes on and on here. It says coma, death. They said there's no side effects. Absolutely none. It's a wild rumor. I could just go on for an hour reading that. And by the way, that's just the boil down page. There's hyperlinks to hundreds of pages about the autoimmune diseases, blood pouring out of every orifice, miscarriages. Says don't give women, pregnant women, vaccines. But you hear on the news, it's important for you to get them. You see, how are they doing this? They're testing to see what they can get away with. I have an article here today that less than 25% of Americans ever read newspapers. And then those that read newspapers, they go out in public. I've observed this, professor types and people, and they'll open a newspaper or magazine, or they'll get their iPad out and show people they're reading. They read in public that, oh, look, I'm so smart. I read the newspaper. See, if you're the 24% that read newspapers on a regular basis, well, then you're reading, you know, just absolute, the family's bad, world government's good, but world government doesn't exist, and there are no side effects from vaccines. Yeah, there it is. What is that, Associated Press? I put that back up. Good job finding that, guys. Oh, that's CBS Houston also reporting on it. Study, less than a quarter of Americans read newspapers. Good, good. Only 29% of Americans say they read a newspaper, which is 23% reading print newspapers. So technically, 29 or less than a third do read something. Oh, my goodness. So you wonder how they get away with this. But can you imagine people reading Parade magazine and the newspaper, reading all these articles? I mean, I hear it on the radio all the time. The CDC says that there are no side effects. Take your shot. I'm like, what about my neighbor whose two-year-old died after the shot? Oh, well, the doctor said it was probably the shot, but they're not going to put that in the chart because of liability. But if you want to sue, there's a federal law that there's no liability for the doctors or big pharma. And if you jump through about 500 hoops, you might get paid out of the multi-billion dollar vaccine damage slush fund they set up in the 80s. But even though the billions have been paid out, there is no problem. Okay, I'm ranting because let me tell you what really gets to me. Knowing kids are lining up. I see it every few months on YouTube from different TV stations around the country where it'll show hundreds of kids at clinics, sometimes thousands, with police standing there going, it's the law, take your shot. And the kids are crying, getting their vaccines. And it's a hoax. But they put cops on TV. I've even had cops on, you know, bragging about it from Maryland and places. I mean, out there with police dogs, you name it, keeping back the conspiracy theorists that were there trying to hand out to the people the inserts that come with the vaccines. This is the type of information we deal with. And it's so frustrating to know you've got the majority of people that literally don't know the three branches of government, don't know their state capital, don't know who. Most Americans in major studies that are out there pulling them up don't even know who the first president was. They don't know what the First Amendment is. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. They don't know what the Tenth Amendment is. And by the way, this doesn't make me feel superior that I know all this. It freaks me out because I'm not that smart. And I happen to know they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Let me talk to new listeners who don't read and stuff. Let me explain something. Did you know that cancer's up many thousands of percentage points? Did you know pediatric cancer, you can look this up, some of them are over 10,000%. That we're dying. They're killing us. It's not fun. When the troops use DU, it's a death sentence for them, and they've got our troops using it. 20 years ago, they weren't even allowed to use it. 22 years ago. 22 years ago, they changed and said, okay, use it in emergencies and use it with special decontamination. And now they just say, hey, go out and use it at the local military shooting range, not even proving ground, and don't even wash your hands. Don't wear a mask. Go ahead and clean your gun. Go ahead. Folks, it's a death sentence. But they think you're stupid because, let me tell you what everybody's been doing the last week. The top story has been Hulk Hogan's sex tape. Hulk Hogan with his friend, Bubba the Love Pimp, or whatever, I've been on a show before, Bubba the Love Sponge. And they're asking, who released it? Gee, who had a camera in the bedroom while you had sex and Bubba brings you in there? And most of these sex tapes are fake. I can tell Hulk Hogan didn't know this was going on. Because I happen to know some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And then everybody's asking who's at fault. Let me tell you. The people that put a camera in there and said, oh, Hulk Hogan, it's okay. We secretly videotaped you in there with my wife. Here's Bubba saying, here, have her. And she's begging him and thanking him and all this. I went and watched it because I wanted to see if it was even real or a stunt. And it's ridiculous. That's not and shouldn't be the top story when they're now announcing a UN buffer zone and U.S. troops massing in and around Syria in proxy wars with Russians. And you've got the world economy melting down by design. And we've got new threats to riot if Obama loses the election. And we've got total police state unfolding all over the place. All over the place. I mean, I am there, you know, trying to get my house in order, getting my food stores ready, getting prepared, preparing for the worst, hoping for the best here. But I just look at the general public who is so domesticated and so dumbed down. They have no idea the time this world is getting ready to go into. And how we're going to look back on these days right now, this deep recession, depression in some regions of the country and the world, and we're going to look back on this as the good times. Let the good times roll. Well, the good times are coming to an end here because the globalists run things. They're engineering the collapse. They've created this meme that things are going to collapse and things won't be the way they always were because they're cutting off the resources through globalism. It's their stated goal. It's not my opinion that Agenda 21 is a post-industrial shutdown to re-engineer the entire world. When communists come into a country, they cut off the resources to shut things down, starve people to death, re-educate. They hoard the resources and then make everybody organize under their model. And who runs the communist? Same people that funded them in 1917 to take over Russia, on record. Same people that put Mao Zedong in 1949, now declassified 9 years ago. The globalist, the mega banks. Just as Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, said. Now we're going to come back and talk about staged riots. Point a cannon at you, don't they?
That didn't mean me. It ain't me, no.
Felix Baumgartner stood alone at the edge of space, poised in the open doorway of a capsule suspended above Earth, and wondering if he would make it back alive. 24 miles below him, millions of people were right there with him, watching on the internet and marveling at the wonder of the moment. Unbelievable footage that I saw up at thedrudgereport.com this morning, up in the upper left-hand corner. It's since been taken down, but I'm going to have it reposted at Infowars.com. We've seen his helmet cam, but this is the footage of this amazing human jumping from a bird's eye or fly on the wall view. That, you see, I'm not into gossip. I'm not into Hulk Hogan sex tape. I'm not into watching great people fall or famous people fall. It doesn't make me feel good. Even when my enemies fall, I'm sad that they fell and were bad people. Hulk Hogan is not a bad person overall. And it's very sad to watch his friends betray him. You know, they betrayed him when they shot the footage to begin with 6 years ago. I don't care who. I don't care who really released it. Why am I talking about something tabloid like that? Because here we see a human at 24 miles who broke the sound barrier and whose spacesuit heated up on the outside over 250 degrees. This is somebody who skydived from 24 miles in the edge of space, taking humanity to the very edge of exploration and to the next level. It is that type of spirit that will lead us to the stars and have our species survive, making people like Felix Baumgartner a hero and a household name. That would empower our civilization. Kids everywhere should have posters of this guy hanging on their walls. Not gangbangers, not professional wrestlers, not corrupt Hollywood stars. But I mean, I'm telling you, I lie awake at night thinking of what I've got to do to not betray my friends, my family, my wife, my children. Sometimes I come across footage of famous people I've interviewed that puts them in a little bit of a bad light, and I edit it. I never edit myself in what I stand for, but if somebody says something politically that I know will be a big national news story, I don't put it out, even though it's important. Dave Mustaine, a month before his faux pas, saying Obama may have been behind the mass shootings, which wasn't a faux pas, said it to me in a taped interview, and I cut it out. He later asked me, hey, I saw the interview, you cut that out. And I said, man, listen, let me say that. You don't need to say that at this time. And that's the difference, is that I literally, and I don't get it. 100 years ago, most people were like me. I would never betray my friends. I would never stab people in the back. And if I did it to any degree, even by accident, I would feel incredibly, horribly guilty about it. But nowadays, so many people just, you know what? Oh, here, let's just film Hulk Hogan having sex with my wife. And then, oh, it's an accident. It got out. We don't know who did it. Give me a break. That is so incredibly creepy. But people even go further. If they can't get you to do something wrong, they will just say you've done it. And it's what you see societally, historically, right before societies fully implode. I've studied Rome. I've studied the Aztecs. I've studied the Babylonians. I've studied the Roaring Twenties. It's cycles and decadence. And the cycle we're entering right now, you always see people betraying each other and selling themselves out. In fact, I meant to talk about this the last week, but it's so horrible, I don't even know what to say. There's a new trend the last few years in comedy and talk radio to make fun of mentally retarded children and to make fun of handicapped people. And to I heard one radio show last week I tuned into for 10 minutes, and they were talking bad about Pat Tillman's family, saying the government didn't kill him when it's admitted they did, the Army's own coroner. And then I walked in a store and walked back out, and they were making fun of a woman who died, who'd been in an iron lung since she was 3 years old, and the poetry she wrote, and the children's book she wrote, and how sad the family was. And they made fun of this woman for like 20 minutes, reveling in her death and denigrating her. And it's meant to destroy our life force. It's meant to make us think we're trash, so we stand down, roll over, and die. And I'm not going to sit here and watch this happen anymore. We're going to come back and get into the plans to stage riots after the election.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't time. 'Cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows pole.
The times of sand.
The sands of time for me are running low.
The sands of time for our republic are running low. But republics are like the phoenix. It's an idea of a level playing field, of liberty, of freedom, and justice for all. And it can be restored anytime we retake our nation. And it starts intellectually. It starts in the mind. And I'm going to be breaking some of that down today. In the last 40 minutes of the broadcast, a guy that I've gotten a chance to meet a few times over the years and interview, former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Frank. Famous sheriff, good friends with Willie Nelson. He was the first guy really in the country to tell the police, the deputies, to not harass recreational users of marijuana. He's running for sheriff again, and everybody should get behind him. And we're going to have him in here in studio and talk about decriminalization of marijuana. You know, I went and visited some family in East Texas a few weeks ago, and I gave them some of the last issue of InfoWars magazine. This is not a plug, but I guess it's going to turn into one. And in there is an ad on the back for hempusa.com. Full page, back ad. There is not one micron of THC in any of their products. Most varieties of hemp do not have the THC in it. It makes better clothes than cotton. It makes incredible oils. It is a miracle drug as well, just the non-THC type. I mean, the major scientific studies on heart disease, you name it. And I asked my uncle, after he'd handed out a few hundred or a few hundred got out down at the truck stop, what the feedback was on the economic collapse, bankers' plot to destroy U.S. economy. The locals said, yeah, we like Alex. We actually listened to him on a local affiliate. But we don't like the fact that he's pushing marijuana. And see, that's the reason this country's failing. That's the reason this country's falling apart. Number one, George Washington smoked marijuana, hemp, of the variety that they called toothache hemp, or stomachache hemp is what the apothecaries, the local drugstores called it, that you'd take if you had a stomachache, you had the flu, you had a toothache. They said smoke or eat this. George Washington grew the rope hemp, the sail hemp types, but he also grew the stuff that they put you in jail for. He's evil. I understand George Washington's bad. The point is, I don't smoke marijuana. I've smoked it before here and there. Don't particularly like it. Unfortunately, I like things that are far worse for you, like alcohol and caffeine and nicotine and things. The issue here is that that just shows that the people perish for lack of knowledge. He's going to be in here talking about that and other things. And Sheriff Frank doesn't smoke pot himself, former sheriff running again. The point is, it's ridiculous that DuPont, Dow Chemical, on record in the early 30s, wanted polyester to come out. Hemp was incredibly popular. You can grow it anywhere. It made better stuff than even cotton. And it was also used to produce all different types of oil, machine oil, hundreds of products. They just had it banned. We're the only country in the world you cannot grow industrial hemp. You cannot grow hemp, a weed, in the United States. It's a joke. And they used the incredible ignorance to get that done. Showing some TV newsreels, wasn't have TV yet, film reels of literally, they have one where a group of midgets are killing people. It's everybody's heard of Reefer Madness, where it shows people going crazy when they smoke marijuana. Then they had all these other newsreels saying, you know, the evil Hispanics, Mexicans smoke it and turn into devils. So they used racism and fear of the unknown. They had I forget the name of it, a weird production. Guys, type in anti-marijuana film, Western, anti-marijuana Western. It'll be the ones where the midgets attack the town and kill everybody. The point is that it's not true. But it just shows that we've got a sponsor where it is hemp oil for your heart and for digestion and all this stuff, sold in health food stores everywhere. Incredible health benefits being patented, and drug companies are coming out with it the last 15 years. I mean, it's a fact. This is the most wondrous plant in the world. It's got so many uses, it'll make your head spin. And people are going, look at this marijuana. Come on, guys. My uncle goes down to the truck stop and they're like, we like that magazine, but it's pushing marijuana in it. Well, hey, sorry I gave him a couple hundred. I'll make sure that doesn't happen again. How's that sound? Okay? I'm just absolutely sick of just willful mindlessness. Absolutely disgraceful that things like this are going on. And again, I'm not on some high horse. It pains me. It pains me that our ancestors smoked marijuana out of a pipe. Every culture's done it for toothaches and stomach aches. It's been proven to reduce nausea, unlike any nausea medication out there. It's been proven to help people on chemotherapy. And you've got people so ignorant that they see something that says hemp, and they don't even know it's a different variety that has no THC. None. Does nothing to your brain. All right, you see, I've got all this news to cover, and I'm ranting about ignorance. The news is saying, I read to you a newspaper saying no side effects from the flu shot, and I can read to you from the CDC saying Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, seizures, permanent epilepsy, coma, death, bleeding, autoimmune disorder. I'm informed. I'm not bad. I'm not a terrorist because I spend my time being informed. I'm not bad because I found the wonder of learning and the wonder of the universe. I'm not bad because I want freedom. I'm not bad or weird or sick because I'm informed. It's like that movie Idiocracy, one of my favorites, by Mike Judge. By the way, I talked to Mike a few days ago. He promises when he gets back from L.A. he's going to come on. So I'm excited about that. I'm a fan. He says he's a fan. I look forward to it. So we have mutual friends who are always telling me. I mean, he's just such a genius when it comes to exposing the ignorance. Anybody that doesn't understand where we're going, watch Idiocracy. But my point in all of this is that I don't enjoy seeing people dumbed down and mindless. See, the more you learn about logic and history and the way humans operate, the more the rest of the pieces fall in place like a jigsaw puzzle. And pretty soon you're leaping with understanding. I learn more now in a week than I previously learned in a year. It's unbelievable. It makes me a little eccentric, makes me a little obnoxious, because I am constantly in a state of total frustration because I cannot even write large on the world what I know and try to turn around what's happening. The only hope we've got is to wrest people out of this medical trance. The general public is in a suspended disbelief, daydreaming medical trance. We've probably had five articles the last week written by Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and myself on this issue. I'm going to write a big master article that we're going to put in the new issue of the magazine coming up in the November issue. But my point is that you are in a medical trance. You're not supposed to feel like you're in a haze. You're not supposed to feel depressed. You're not supposed to feel aimless. You're supposed to be seething with power, seething with electricity, seething with art, seething with passion. I want a renaissance. I want fires in the minds of men and women. I want you to win. I want you to succeed. And the globalists, they don't. They want you scared and small and stupid and with shutters on inside a box with blinders, never really becoming conscious. That's what's amazing. Most people are not conscious. And the globalists tell you, you're an animal, you're dumb, it's Skinnerian, you don't have a choice, you're a computer. In their own writings, they say they don't believe that and they know that's not true. They have to keep you down to keep you in that state so that you don't become a human and truly develop into what you're supposed to develop into. They want to arrest your development. When you turn on the television, everything is about arresting your development. Everything is about shutting you down. If you want to know who the globalists are, they're that type of person that wants money and power because they're insecure, who wants to dominate those around them because they're insecure and crave power. And they're the types who hate artists and researchers and trailblazers because it intimidates them. They're the people that hate a handsome man or a good-looking woman and really hate a good-looking couple. I'm not very good-looking today, but you know, 15, 20 years ago, I was extremely good-looking. And I noticed that I never knew why so many people would act upset towards me. But now I've learned psychology and anthropology and sociology, and it's a whole phenomenon of especially gorgeous women, people treating them badly. And handsome men being treated badly by a lot of people. They're obviously treated good by others. There's all different types in the world. But you take that and you expand upon it to the globalists, sneaking poison in the food and water, dumbing us down, deploying these systems. That's what evil is. It feels like it's not invited to the party like Sleeping Beauty and the witch, so she poisons the well. Those fairy tales, folks, are all archetypes of things that really go on throughout history. And she's like, you didn't invite me to the wedding? How about everybody's going to fall asleep in the kingdom? And the weeds are going to grow up. The post-industrial world. You know, if you study the Jacobites and the people that ran the French Revolution, this is mainline history books. You can't put it down if you read the history of it. Giant hordes of hundreds of thousands of Illuminati devil worshippers who said, we're ending the family, we're going to a 9-day work week, no vacations, we're going to murder and kill and drink blood and slaughter. I mean, these people were unbelievable. They took a country over and ran wild, chopping heads off until Napoleon came along, until the society collapsed. And they wanted to go back to a post-industrial, Mad Max, road warrior system. That's Agenda 21. That's the UN. That's the communists. They're all Illuminati. The Illuminati is real. These people like to murder people. They like to grab your kid off the sidewalk and grab him and torture him and scare the daylights out of him, pull their teeth out with pliers. Okay? And they're building a world. Look at the death. Look at the destruction. Look at the evil. Look what the system pushes. Look at what they stand for. Look at their fruits. And they sell you death and destruction and ugliness constantly so you don't get threatened by it, so you begin to see it as entertaining. So that you don't differentiate when your neighbor's being drug off, when they're getting thrown into the Colosseum to the lions. That's where all this is headed. And Hunger Games and The Running Man, all of that becoming reality. And it's entertainment watching people get beat by police or tasered or die. And it's like, there's too many people anyways. Just having an attitude to go ahead and take my neighbor. Go ahead and kill somebody. Go ahead and euthanize that old person. Go ahead and get rid of that lady in a... But she was ugly and disgusting in that iron lung rotting in there. Oh, she wrote poetry and published children's books. That ugly piece of filth. I bet her family hated her. This is the kind of stuff I listen to on the radio. And I go, well, that must just be that show. And I flip the channel. It's the same thing. Oh, ugly Down syndrome kids. We need to get rid of them. And next channel, Bill Maher. Yeah, we need to kill all these ugly people and get some highways open. Then I know Bill Maher's on the PETA board, and I know things about PETA almost no one else knows because of inside knowledge through sources. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Satanist. I mean, that is what we're dealing with here. We're all in danger. Don't you understand that? Just because you don't read the newspaper, some new listeners out there, just because you choose to think I'm lying to you, doesn't change the fact that I'm right and I know what I'm talking about. And I don't like watching a pack of scum run wild and take over. I want to beat them. I want to protect good people. I want to protect the innocent. And I've had enough of these evil people running around. Of course the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. Of course they're dragging little kids off to private rooms and your wife and your husband. They're getting all the precedent set. Look at this article I got right here up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Conservative radio host TSA groped my vagina. They got video of this, of them dragging his wife off to closed door, even though she said she didn't want to. See, I told you, this is the head of Breitbart this happened to, the editor. She said, I don't want to be taken there. And they said, you're going. See, first is, would you like a private screening room? Next, you're going to one. Folks, they are deploying mobile armored dungeons for the sides of the highways to do this to you on the highway. That's in the news. Do you understand the grave danger of the Jacobins? That we are in grave danger of total Illuminati revolution. And what does the Illuminati call for in their own writings that are in Encyclopedia Britannica? Murder, death, mayhem, a boot stomping on the human face, human sacrifice, fires, burning cities, slaughter, death, because that's what they like. That the journey is the destination for these people. Whether you believe in God or not, folks, these people believe in a manifestation of God that is hell itself. And they always run through societies till they collapse, and the globalists, all these Illuminati 2.0s, 3.0s now, in the 20s and 30s, they would all sit there being hailed as liberal philosophers, Bertrand Russell and others, and they said, well, our revolutions have failed before because of collapse during the time of our great work, but because of industrialization and mechanization, we'll be able to scientifically set it up where it won't collapse, and our great work will just continue and continue and continue until the breast of the earth is saved from the evil human, and we've killed almost 90% or more. I mean, they just dream of hunting us down. They love poisoning your food and your water. They love it. They love the fact that they can just creep around and engage in their mass murder. and they will be defeated if we wake up and say no. And there's video of her being drug off, conservative radio host, Breitbart editor, Dana Loesch, I think you pronounce it, had her bleep groped during an advanced screening by the TSA at Phoenix Airport, with her complaining that she was targeted for the treatment almost every time she flies, and that she didn't want to be taken to the private room. Full video up at Infowars.com. Okay, I said I'd get to this, and I haven't gotten to our top story yet, and I'll get to it, and then the economic news, the military news, and then some of your phone calls ahead of the former sheriff joining us here in studio. Paul Watson's article is the top story on Infowars.com. New threats to riot if Obama loses election. Buzz explodes across the web. I mean, there are thousands of people on Twitter and Facebook saying they're going to murder and burn. And the police obviously aren't responding. If I said that, I'd be arrested. So we're going to talk about, is this a false flag? Who's behind this?
We've got it.
My friends, I noticed that Thomas Sowell, who happens to be a black American, best-selling author, journalist, you name it, wrote articles for his syndicated column and also did a radio interview that we have linked up at Infowars.com in Paul Watson's article. Last week, he said, people are saying they're going to riot and attack white people if Obama doesn't get elected. And MSNBC gets up there. I've seen them. And says, if you don't support everything Obama does, you're a racist. Now, again, there are black racists, there are white racists. The white racists are having a field day with this, too, saying, oh, great, please burn down your own neighborhoods again. I mean, this is making me sick. But we posted an article on Saturday that got picked up by the Drudge Report, and I saw some of the comments saying, oh, this is just one place. Well, the guy sourced like 15 different places. The writer did, where people were saying it. And I went and found others. I found the Examiner reporting on it, Chicago Now, not just Thomas Sowell, a bunch of people. So I started looking, and even in our own YouTube, these were people with long-time, you know, 3-4-year-old channels, hundreds of thousands of views, with their faces up there saying they're going to attack white people, and they're going to burn stuff if Obama doesn't win. So these aren't like dummy channels, because I found some that are white racist up there trying to make black folks look bad. I did find some fake ones. We didn't include those. There were thousands of tweets and things, too many to even follow, and we would spot check like 15, 20 of them over the weekend. I would, Paul would, and it was all real people. We found a few fake ones on YouTube. I mean, saying, I'm going to kill Romney. I'm going to kill this guy. I'm going to kill that guy. That's what they're saying in these tweets. I want the New York Times cutting that out of context, saying I said that. I did not say that. I'm quoting what they said. And do you see the Secret Service do anything about this? We have in Paul Watson's article, in fact, that's another one he should do, on top of all the work he's doing. Or maybe Kurt Nimmo or Adam or Adon Salazar. Somebody should point out, where's the Secret Service? Because people have said mild things about the Federal Reserve being private, and they've been arrested and taken to a mental institution. I mean, the Hatari militia said, we got to get guns in case society collapses. We may have to fight the New World Order. And they went and put them in jail for 2 years. They finally got out of jail because we still have some courts left. I mean, you know, you say we may have to buy guns to protect ourselves someday. You go to jail and are a terrorist on the news. But you say K-I-L-L, you know, K-I double hockey stick Mitt Romney. I mean, I got the quotes with links to the Facebooks and Twitters and screenshots of it. And folks, you could just go to Twitter and type in, you know, things like that. Like, I'm going to riot if Obama loses, or, you know, get rid of Romney, you know, K-I-L-L Romney. And it's, I mean, hundreds of links every time you search. I mean, it's wild. And people agreeing, I'm going to burn, I'm going to kill, I'm going to. So let me tell you. Listen, people riot over sports teams. People riot over whatever. And we've had major riots in this country before. And see, a lot of that was over legitimate problems in the 60s and things, and people not being allowed to vote and stuff. But see, there's that attitude now of, well, let's do it again. But it's totally illegitimate. It's totally illegitimate, and it only hurts those communities and creates more division, and I'm totally against it. Yeah, now there's another article about it out. Print me that. I mean, there's so many of these. What's that out of, Business Insider? Yeah, I mean, it's all being reported on. And so here's our article up at Infowars.com. Conservative, that's a conservative radio host, TSA Grupner Private Parts. Here's the one by Watson. New threats to riot if Obama loses election. And folks, you got to go read these comments. If Obama don't get reelected and Romney wins, on life, every white person getting pistol whipped, and I'm starting to riot in D.C. If Romney win, we should start a riot. I mean, it just goes on and on, calling to kill Romney, you name it, it's all right there.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, some people could accuse us of being sensational, but what I found is reality is so sensational, I can't come up with words that are wild enough to describe it. Truth is stranger than fiction. But, you know, my quote on it is that reality is so sensational, I don't have words to describe it. It's beyond sensational. Reality is absolutely gripping. It's beautiful. It's ugly. It smells like roses. It smells like rotten meat. It's the highest peaks of exaltation and enlightenment and the greatest depths of barbarism and pain and humiliation. And real civilization lies in realizing the dichotomy of humankind and reaching for the stars, reaching for that that's pure, honorable, and good. That's where I want to be. Because the closer I get to that, the more fulfilled I am. And I just, even looking back at evil and corruption, seeing it in others makes me feel pathetic and weak. And my own evil and weakness that I fall into occasionally, almost instinctively, well, not almost instinctively, is something I'm ashamed of. But I seek, and I think you should seek, for greater information, greater freedom, and also greater challenges. And we should build up people that stand up for good. When we come back in the next segment, I'm going to give the number out about any of the news items I've raised. But I would hope callers, when I give the number out, first-time callers in this next hour, give them a chance to get involved in that a few days a week. I was just sitting here reading tweets this morning and Facebook stuff that I'd sent Watson to put in his article. And I was realizing he didn't even put the stuff about killing Romney in here, because we have an instinct to like tone down stuff. In fact, most of the time I have to tell my writers, hey, that's more sensational than what you wrote. That's worse. It's worse than what you said in the headline. And they're like, yeah, but that's pretty sensational. Yeah, it is sensational. Because that's the real issue. Why are these Twitter people allowed to call for violence? Because, you know, Watson links to dozens of these threats. And I said, look, I want you to link to more. And he said, there's just not enough time. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that we see, thousands of them. Only this weekend, almost 1,000 skateboarders rioted because they were unable to attend a movie premiere in Hollywood because their theater only holds 600 people. Yeah, I was at the San Antonio Riverwalk, really nice down there. I love San Antonio. It's my second favorite Texas city after my beloved Austin. I was down there, you know, with family visiting museums and stuff last week. Not this weekend, but the weekend before last. And I told the story. I saw semi-riots twice. The people screaming, Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne, one time, and some other rapper name I didn't know, but looked up, found it was a rapper, and just teenagers running around screaming and older young people, you know, 20s with them, and then screaming and threats and police running by. I don't really know what happened because the police and sirens were, you know, 200 yards down by then, and I was sitting there with my family and didn't go stick my nose in it. Probably should have, but at a certain point, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night, you're eating dinner. I mean, at a certain point, you just... Rob Dew's sister was out on the hike and bike trail, and a police drone came over her. She found the cops controlling it in plain clothes, and they wouldn't even talk to her. But I guess that's what they do. They got to fly the thing. The point is they were, like, surveilling people. It's like I ran into that highway department drone. I mean, it's just, we are not in Kansas anymore is the point I'm getting to. Okay, I'm going to come back, get into the quotes, the threats, the rest of it. But I'm going to have Watson add to this some of the Romney threats. So I was rereading over this and... I mean, I see threats on Romney here, but I found worse ones. Because, I mean, you know what? Let's not hold back. We're going to be accused of being sensational anyways. So let's just give them all of it. People don't want to handle the truth, folks. It's sensational that tens of thousands of children after a UN polio vaccine program last year in India got paralyzed or died. But you know what? I'm going to report it because it is important.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And we are blasting into another live original hour of worldwide transmission going out on XM 166. I am your host, Alex Jones, now on over 130 AM and FM affiliates. Also going out on WWCR, Global Shortwave, all those frequencies linked and listed at Infowars.com. On the listen page, we have the free iPhone and Android apps listed there as well. The iPhone apps, 5 stars. By the way, not many have that. It's all free at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the listen section. Number one radio show, according to Alexa, Shoutcast, Google Analytics, you name it, when it comes to free audio streams and podcast. Number one talk radio show. There are some entertainment shows that are bigger when it comes to podcast. It shows that liberty is popular and liberty and freedom is gaining ground. You see, the darker it gets, the more tyranny we see unfold. Our light stands out that much more when you put out the truth. Okay, I want to give the number out here in just a moment for first-time callers in this hour. If you just joined us, last hour I was covering Business Insider, Art Cashin, a close U.S. presidential election could lead to riots in the streets. He's saying that. Very respected. We've got Thomas Sowell, a syndicated columnist, author, researcher. He's coming out last week and saying, look at these quotes online and from groups calling for riots, racially motivated if something happens. He told KABC television he's predicting racially motivated riots if Obama loses, or God forbid it's a contested election. It goes into a media frenzy. I mean, it's just incredible. Here's Chicago Now, riots to follow the election. Here's an Examiner story. Twitter explodes with threats of riots. That's from 5 days ago. And here's the story that's kicked this into high gear. We posted this Saturday morning. DrudgeReport.com picked it up from Infowars.com. It's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com and the great reportage over there pointing out a bunch of Twitters and Facebooks and things saying that there'll be violence, there'll be riots, there'll be attacks. If Romney gets the White House, you might as well kill me now because it's going to be a bleeping riot. If Romney becomes president and took away welfare, downtown Cincinnati would become a riot. If Romney takes away food stamps to Chisholm in his bit, I'm start a riot. I don't know what all that stuff means. If Romney wins, which I highly doubt, there will be a riot. And it just goes on and on and on. And I've seen threats to Romney, too. I'm going to get Paul to add to his new article out today. And it just goes on and on and on. And listen, folks, I know a big deal when I see one. Here's the Thomas Sowell video. Thomas Sowell, race riots if Obama loses. 3 minutes, 43 seconds. We played that yesterday. We'll play that again coming up at the bottom of the hour. The reason I'm covering this is I saw that article Saturday on Drudge. And I thought, yeah, those are real quotes. Let me go see if these are dummy accounts of people stirring up trouble, because some of that goes on. Trolls pose as people. People pose as me online saying horrible racist stuff and things. So, or they edit the show together very creatively with just audio to put it out and make it sound like I've said terrible things. So I started checking the accounts, and the accounts weren't dummies. They'd been there years in some cases with, you know, thousands of tweets, 8,000 tweets, 5,000 tweets, 20,000 tweets. thousands of followers, Facebooks with tens of thousands of people liking it. And so I'm like, man, this looks bad. And I started finding tons of it. So I called Watson up and I said, hey, you want to write an article this weekend? He said, how about Monday? He goes, I'm supposed to go take care of some stuff. And I said, yeah, I guess I could. I'll do a video. But I said, yeah, just do it Monday and go see what you find. I call him about 5:30 a.m. this morning because he's up 6 hours earlier and I get up real early. Earlier and earlier is the problem, getting up so early. I get up at like 5 a.m. now. I'm loving it too, by the way. I love getting up when it's dark, seeing the sunrise every day. But side issue, I started talking to him this morning. He goes, Alex, he goes, there's thousands of them. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds that I've read myself. Threats of violence, death threats. And I go, are you checking them? He goes, yeah, these are real accounts. These are real people. You could tell a real account. They've got their videos, their family, their music, what they're into, years of it. You could tell a dummy account, you know, always set up in the last month, and it's doing nothing but trolling. You see a site's 98% not trolling, and there people are with their families. And now they're saying they want to go after Romney and burn stuff down. This is a big deal, folks. You see, the globalists said that Obama was to bring all this racial harmony together, but the Democratic Party has never been about that. Just like Professor Griff says in the Obama deception. If you know what it was about, has been about, is about, and is going to be about, then you understand. I mean, it's the party of the Ku Klux Klan. It's the party of Senator Byrd. I'm not saying the Republicans are good either, but the Democrats are low down, folks. And they figured out, pay people off so you can control them. So you can break down their families. So you can run eugenics against them. It's all the Margaret Sanger plan. I've had the blackgenocide.org head on. Black pastor who's researched it all. There's Pulitzer Prize winning books out there on it. What's his name? Something Black, who wrote the articles for the New York Times, also covered all that. I've had him on before. I forget his name. I think he won the Pulitzer Prize. Yeah. The point, he wrote about IBM, the Nazis, and all that. The Hollerith machines, all of it. The point is, I've done all the research, okay? I know what the game plan is. And, I mean, look at Al Sharpton, who's got an MSNBC show, made his name stirring up riots and division. So this is all going on. And, folks, I want these communities to do well. I want everybody to live in harmony. I want freedom. The globalists want divide and conquer, and I've never seen such a buzz for this. And remember what we cover in the Obama deception. Actually, Rob Jacobson's here. I think it's towards the end of Obama deception where he talks about Odinga. The quickest way to find it is just to go through the YouTube of Obama deception. The one with 12 million views is a higher res on YouTube. There's so many versions, but the one with about 12 million views is good. And if you just scan through it, when you see Odinga, it'll say Odinga, and it'll show a map of Kenya. That's where we say it. I want to play this from 3.5 years ago, if we can find it, where Webster Tarpley says that, you know, Obama, he's all about racial division or religious division. His cousin Odinga, he told him to stage riots in Kenya when the Muslims didn't win the election against the Christians. Odinga, who's Muslim, he said, we'll cause riots on Senate letterhead, Obama told him, and demand a place in the government. And they did. They created the prime ministership over there to make the Muslims stop rioting. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if the globalists want it, they'll have provocateurs go out and start it. Then opportunistic people, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, just like the L.A. riots, you could see it was a bunch of criminals in there robbing stores. That will start, and if the police stand down, you know it's staged, like Daryl Gates did in L.A. If they stand down, and again, I'm not defending the police rubber bulleting people either. They rubber bullet you when you peacefully protest, and that's wrong. They rubber bullet people now under federal control to shut down the First Amendment, and I think it's criminal and horrible, and my office helped with the lawyers, and Rob Deuce sued the police and had a settlement. With Pittsburgh. But we weren't happy about that, but we had to have the case law. It ended up being taxpayer money anyways. But, I mean, we know what we're talking about. We file lawsuits and win them. And it's wrong, but, I mean, what are the police going to do if people start? I mean, you see every time a big sports team wins, a bunch of turning cars over, beating people. I mean, that's the culture now across the board, this gangster culture that's across racial lines, that MTV has made the default culture for young people now. And it's meant to destroy culture, folks. It's meant to hurt people. It's so disgusting. We found the Odinga clip. Here it is. From YouTube, I believe. And then we'll play.
Just a couple of things. One is, again, this idea, kick the Chinese out of Africa. Kick them out of Sudan where they get oil. Kick them out of Zimbabwe where they get raw materials. Start a civil war in Congo, another big source of raw materials. Al-Qaeda, an arm of the U.S. intelligence community, is now active in Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. You've got a destabilization going on in Kenya around Odinga. That's Obama's cousin. This is a guy who has two children. They're Obama's niece and, well, nephew in a broad sense. And one of them is named Raul, and the other one is named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela, who did the necklacing and political assassinations in South Africa. So this Odinga is essentially a CIA destabilizing operation in Kenya, and he's got a Odinga Islamic alliance to crush the Christians in Kenya. But this also reaches into Ethiopia, it reaches into Uganda, Congo, Tanzania, and a whole bunch of other countries in that region. So all of Africa is a battlefield in flames between the U.S. and the Chinese, with Obama leading the charge to kick the Chinese out for geopolitical reasons.
All right, yeah, that's the right clip, but not the one I thought. I think it's in the film. I know we did interviews. I've seen the letterhead of Obama saying, cause civil unrest, they'll make you part of the government. So my point is, we'll dig that up. Guys, type in Obama's letter, Senator Obama's letter to Odinga. It's been written about. It's been in the news. I want to show people that. Because, you know, the point is, this could be the October surprise, because I haven't even gotten the biggest point here. And I'll give the number out and go to your calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Well, Paul Watson gets into this in his article. I've had him add it to it. The one up at InfoWars.com. New threats to right of Obama loses election. What's the 1.6 billion bullets for? What's the army admittedly gearing up for civil unrest at a level that they've never done before? What's that for? What's all? They want an excuse to cover up the collapsing economy, the wars they want to launch, all of it. They want civil unrest. The entire military's been trained for this now. Never before has that happened. And this could be the trigger. And then America will say, okay, take my rights. I mean, just amazing that all of this is going on. So you can see all the preparations, and exposing it may back this off, ladies and gentlemen. This is very important. 800-259-9231. Your calls and a lot more coming up.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad,
every day I see so many videos that I don't even have time to click on them all, where the police beat up totally innocent men, women, and children. And you can always tell the look on the cops. It's always wimpy looking cops with these power trip faces on them, beating up some drunk person asleep on a park bench or something. Oh, man, I'd feel really manly if I beat up a homeless person on a park bench. That's what I do to feel really good about myself. I mean, it is, and I don't even want to get into bashing the police, because it just feeds into the whole thing. Our whole society is falling apart. That's why the police are getting so bad, because they're pulling from the worst dregs of society now. And I didn't even mean to come back and get into that. I was just watching a video during the break of them. Some drunk guy fell asleep, so the guy just gets up, he does nothing, so they just keep beating him and beating him. I mean, here in Austin, they call an ambulance, so the cops come, and the guy's having a seizure, and they tell him that, and the cops order the guy to stop, like they're God, and a guy having a seizure who's blacked out is going to stop. I hear about it all the time, where cops see somebody driving erratic or run off the road, and they come up, and the guy's having a diabetic seizure, and they start, stop and get out, and the person's obviously having a seizure. You know, and they taser them till they have heart attacks and die sometimes. This guy in Austin had a heart attack. And the news is like, well, maybe he should have stopped having a seizure. You can't stop having a seizure. It's just the public is so stupid now. They've got cops that don't know when someone's having a seizure on the ground. You ever seen somebody have a seizure? I mean, it's violent. Foam coming out their mouth. Oh, stop. I ordered you to stop. Taser! And they kept tasering the guy. I said, stop, are you ready? Here, let's jump on him now. Until they, like, almost killed the guy. I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, things have gotten so mindless that I mentioned it last hour. We have a hemp sponsor. All the medical things, no THC in it. Different plant. People are like, how dare you promote marijuana? It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. The level. It's almost like we're a high-tech society, but we're in the Stone Age with a bunch of idiots running around with all this high-tech gadgetry. Well, it's not like that. That's what's happening. And at least people in ancient times had what you'd call street smarts, because you'd die, you know, if you didn't get yourself together. I said I'd go to your calls. Nicholas, Frank, Thad, Brian, John. But we'll do that when we go to the next segment. It's 18 minutes long. This is a short 6-minute segment here. I still haven't called Paul Watson. He's probably listening, but I'm going to have him add to the story some of the death threats I know I saw on Twitter and Facebook to Romney. And again, folks, Romney's a puppet globalist. I've said no matter who gets in, the globalist agenda is going to continue. And people are saying, how dare you say there'll be riots? You're for Romney. I'm reporting on massive buzz with people saying they're going to get violent on real Facebook and Twitter accounts. And, you know, if I'd said that, I would get in trouble. Why aren't they getting in trouble? I mean, I'll say this. When I saw cops in Pennsylvania under G20 control, they put them under the private G20 globalist control. They do it in every country. They beat a guy to death delivering newspapers in London at the G20 a few years ago and lied about it till the video got released. And he turned around and said, I'm delivering newspapers politely. They started beating him, and they all got in it and beat him with clubs till the family man, like 50-something years old, died. And he was just there in the city of London delivering newspapers, pulled up in his truck, delivery truck, had newspapers, cops come over, and they kill him. Then they lied about the autopsy. Then the footage came out. I mean, you killed a family man. You beat him to death because you wanted to show off you were tough in your Darth Vader outfits. And I watched the cops at G20 in Pittsburgh beating up women on bicycles at the college. No one was resisting them, so they went to the college the night the G20 had already ended and found college kids outside, you know, eating sandwiches and studying in the park and quarantined them and attacked them. And we got footage, and they arrested my reporter who was on a hilltop videotaping it. Then they put them out in the rain all night with bags over their heads to torture them at a military base and did other things to people I won't mention on air. And this is what we've turned into as a country. So, yeah, I mean, under the Constitution, Bill of Rights, you have a right when cops are out of their jurisdiction, wrongfully chasing a woman on a bicycle and beating her with a billy club. You have a right to resist that. I will tell you, it's all been ruled on. It's a fact. Indiana just had to repass a law pointing that out. So I'm not here saying people should put up with out-of-control cops, but people premeditatedly saying, if I don't like how an election ends, I'm going to kill people and burn things. That's criminal. And that's organized crime. And that's racketeering. And that's conspiracy to commit violent crimes. And they're letting them do it. Why? It's a false flag in the making. We've got to stop it. A razor sharp, and she'll get her way. She'll slice you apart. Moves like a cat, and she'll get your name. Might not make it back. We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, she's got looks that kill. It's called those vaccines. Wonder why the kids look like little zombies. Wonder why their IQs are dropping. Wonder why pediatric cancer is exploding. Vaccines are right up there as one of the biggest causes. I can't help but say that pretty much every hour on the hour right now because there's such giant propaganda campaigns going on. You know, I talked to a lot of yuppies and people, and they say, yeah, Alex, a lot of this evil's going on But you know what? You're just weird for caring about it. You're never going to change it. And stop worrying about it. That's one extreme. Another extreme is people that say, oh, you're so good for standing up against this. You're such a hero. And in between that dichotomy, you can just absolutely inform people. I'm going to get into that and then go to your calls. It's not heroic to know that vaccines are a chemical bioweapon meant to genetically re-engineer and attack our society when all the proof's there. And the globalists brag about it ad nauseum. White House science czar, you name it. Bertrand Russell, the list goes on and on. Aldous Huxley, you name it. I'm going for hours. Bill Gates has said the vaccines are to reduce population. That's a quote. I can play the video again if you want to hear the audio. I mean, that's the problem. This is so out in the open. It's like them saying there are no side effects from vaccines in newspapers everywhere. And then I've got the CDC saying they can kill you, give you comas, you know, neurological disorder. It's frustrating. It is not heroic when you know they're killing and maiming innocent people to get upset about it. As a mammal, when I see babies of my species being attacked because my ancestors were this way, it's instinctive. I get upset and get in a violent posture. And because they've designed it where you can't physically beat these people at this time, I'm using information to absolutely assault. This is an assault. I am assaulting the globalist here with the truth. I want to hurt them. I want to expose them, and I want to bring them to justice. And I am assaulting them with everything I've got. That's why I sound so angry, because let me tell you, I am angry. Jerry Sandusky only got 30 years in prison. He should have got the death penalty. People said, oh, Alex, you shouldn't talk like that. If I walked in a field house and somebody was raping a little kid, believe me, it wouldn't be premeditated, but I'd probably kill him. And that didn't talk. I'm not going to get into it, but I know how to beat somebody's brains out real fast. In fact, I do it and don't even try in seconds. Most people hold back when they get in a fight. I don't. You get in a fight with me, I try to kill you. I don't mean to start ranting. See, I start thinking about Sandusky and start, excuse me. Folks, don't try this at home. Let me just stop right there. In fact, that's all talk. I'm just trying. Yeah, that's, you know, the point is here, ladies and gentlemen, is that people, it's not special to stand up against evil, okay? It's normal if you get your head screwed on, you'd be hopping mad and focused and angry. It's instinctive to stand up against scum because they'll run all over you if you don't. When I see other people's kids getting hurt, I think about my kids. I've psychoanalyzed why I get so upset because what comes around goes around. You let it happen to the least of them, it's going to happen to you. The greatest thing is being willing to lay your life down for somebody else, because if you're willing to lay it down, you won't end up having to lay it down. When you're afraid to lay it down, you're going to be a slave. That's the big trick. When you're afraid to lay down your life, folks, you're going to end up getting your life taken. When you're ready to stand up for yourself, the criminals run. And sometimes you got to stand up to them. So what? Sometimes you're not going to make it home. That's okay, because that's where all the liberty comes from, is the willingness to stand up against evil and to admit there's good and evil. I said I'd go to your calls. Just, you know, it was hitting me this morning at about 5:30 a.m. as I was walking around outside listening to the coyotes howl. That, you know, it's that dichotomy of people that think you're a hero because you stand up to evil versus people that say, what are you going to do about it? Just get ahead for yourself. It's all going down anyways. Look at that attitude. When you have that attitude, so what? Just get into it. Or, you know, just let, you know, try to take care of yourself. When you have that attitude and think you're getting ahead, everybody starts having it and societies implode very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. And then you've got the third group. But the general public's either, oh, it's good to stand up against evil, or they get misdirected against evil that isn't really evil by the globalist, or they're saying, oh, what are you going to do about it? No respect for yourself. Just, you can't change the world. Bull. I've been on air 17 years, and let me tell you, I've changed a lot of things because I've worked with our listeners. We that love liberty together have done amazing things. And I sincerely don't want people to have racial conflict. I sincerely don't want MSNBC to hype up a bunch of election results, which you know they're going to try to do, and to try to get a bunch of riots going on when it'll be used to take all of our freedoms and the system's geared up for it. And it'll allow a lot of people that are racist against black folks to demonize black people in general and others. Because you know all the inner city poor people are going to join in on this. And it's such a bad thing. New threats to right if Obama loses election. Buzz explodes across the web. And these people don't even know it's being covered in the news. They're saying this. That we cannot find tweets or Facebooks where the predominantly black folks saying they're going to riot even know this is now a news issue. Because, again, only 25% of the American people in a new major study even read the news. 29% could name the vice president. 73% couldn't correctly say why we fought the Civil War. 44% were unable to define the Bill of Rights. And 6% couldn't even circle Independence Day on a calendar. And 25% don't read newspapers. That's a new big national poll out. Let me tell you, with a bunch of scientific globalists running things, that is not a recipe for a good culture. We're going to go to your calls briefly. Don't forget, I'm going to have a 48-hour continued transmission with guest host, myself, David Icke, George Norrie. The list just goes on and on. The full list is at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We'd like to raise $500,000. Quite frankly, as bad as things are in this world, we have millions of listeners. If all of you, you know, gave a dollar, we'd have, you know, in a single day, $3 million. The most we've ever raised is $500,000. Sounds like a lot. One piece of satellite uplink equipment we need is about $120,000. It'll be about $60,000, $70,000 for the year to have it. Other file sharing equipment's a couple hundred thousand dollars. Because now most stuff isn't on satellites. They get it off these big fiber optic systems and archive. The point is, we need it. I mean, I can get the equipment and then not be able, you know, to operate if things implode or not be able to fight off any fake slap suits or, you know, any type of garbage. We need to raise $500,000. If we raised $1 million, it'd be great. And we're not funded by taxpayer money like MSNBC and others. We are funded by you buying the books, the videos, the ProPure water filters that are the best out there. 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. When you buy the books, the videos, you can get a subscription to the magazines at cost, shipping included, or buy them in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100. That doesn't really financially support us, but it certainly gets the word out. It's the 21st century version of pamphleteering our founders did. People really pay attention. And now the magazine, the first two issues were in newsprint. Now they're coming out glossy. But we have the glossies of the second issue available in bulk. Just absolutely gorgeous. And we're going to make the magazine even thicker. It's 48 pages now. We're going to make it even thicker coming up in the next issue. I mean, it is powerful, all the stuff that's covered in here. And each issue has a big color poster in the middle. Really impressive what everybody's done. But again, I'm just in love with this, and I appreciate you all making it as popular as it is. It's going to sell out soon if you want them in bulk, that issue. We even printed an extra 10,000 of the glossy, but subscribe at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day. Up until about 6 at night, our crew answers the phones, and then it goes over to the local Hastings Communication we've used for 16 years here in town. So they pretty much work for us because they know all the products and everything from talking to you for years. So 888-253-3139. You can also subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. Starting Wednesday, normally it's for subscribers to see the video feeds because we have to pay for them because so many hundreds of thousands will watch it a day. It'll bankrupt us if we don't have it subscriber-driven. But we're going to open up PrisonPlanet.tv with free video feeds and everything during the Money Bomb. You can subscribe there. Each membership is the equivalent of six memberships because you can use the same username, passcode, six people simultaneously logged on. There's a 15-day free trial as well at PrisonPlanet.tv, but we'll also have the lower-res video box for free for everybody. We'll also, maybe we should put it on Justin TV and what was that other system we were using at Bilderberg? Ustream. We had like, yeah, but they'll turn the ads off for us is my next point. Yeah, we need to talk to the head guy that's a listener And we'll probably listen right now and get that done. And then there's also, what else was I going to say? We had 3.5 million viewers for Bilderberg a year and a half ago. The last Bilderberg only had about a million viewers, but that's still great while we were there covering it. Very, very exciting to be able to circumvent mainstream media, have an audience bigger than Anderson Cooper each day, you know, via Ustream and Justin TV. Go to our Justin TV channel. We've only fired up like four or five times over the years, and it had 3.5 million in a three-day period one time. Okay, that's enough from me. Again, I got a bunch of economic news and former Travis County Sheriff coming in here in the last 30 minutes or so today, Raymond Frank, a great guy. But right now, let's go to your calls. And again, it's Thomas Sowell, it's Business Insider, it's Chicago Now, it's Examiner, it's not just Infowars.com pointing out all this rioting stuff. It's very, very serious, and it's so big, I can't even cover every angle of it. We see all the massive preparations. Let's go to your phone calls here. Nicholas in Pennsylvania, what's your take on all this?
I think it's a pretty hairy situation we're all facing right now. I'd like to know why you don't comment more on the battles that have been going on YouTube comment section with the fake Jews that are taking over the Internet.
The fake what?
The fake Jewish is what I would call them. Did you notice that the Internet's, you know, like your comment section seems to be monitored on YouTube?
I don't understand what you're talking about. I might have 20 minutes a day to scan comments and see what people are saying. We don't really have a lot of moderation except for calls for violence, and that's on InfoWars and Prison Planet. So we have somebody at night, somebody during the day that just looks for stuff like that because, you know, we've been subpoenaed before and had the FBI here before over it. It's not fun. As for the obsession with trolls and bots to inject racism into everything, I talked about that earlier, how I have found accounts that I guarantee you are not black folks saying horrible things, racist things, and it's trolls who are racist trying to stir stuff up. I have seen that, but again, there's a lot of people who really are planning violence if Obama doesn't get elected. So a lot of that is just meant to flood the Internet. You know, they've caught some of the liberal groups posing as white supremacists before to try to pass hate crimes laws, kind of their own false flag. But I just don't spend all day on gossip and stuff. And, you know, every day there's someone new announcing my career is over and I've been exposed and that's the end of me. Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Every day I get sent emails or see comments where I've died. Every Saturday it's a new hoax that I'm dead. And people like, respond to the fact you're dead. And I just, one reason I've been successful is that I don't spend all my time sitting there infighting and things. Like, I don't spend any of my time. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Ohio. Frank, you're on the air. Do you have any comments here about just, well, I'd say tens of thousands, I can't even track them all, tweets and Facebooks with people with real accounts saying they plan to riot if Mitt Romney isn't elected?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, if Obama isn't elected. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, it's ridiculous if you ask me the way the media is beefing everything up, the way the YouTube, me and my wife are a big fan. My wife says hello also. We listen to your YouTube videos every night. We're a big fan. But I think it's ridiculous. I live over here in Streetsboro, Ohio, and you won't believe the stuff that's going on out here, the people, the way people are talking. I go to Cleveland all the time, the things that people are saying in Cleveland on YouTube, like you said, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, why would people cause riots? Why would people? I mean, if you think about it, the message that you're putting out to us is, this could possibly put us in martial law. Everybody out here that's going to cause riots, cause problems, is going to give the government and going to give the people the permission and the reality to put us into the martial law.
Absolutely. In fact, I told Watson about videos of people calling for rioting. He didn't even put those in the article because he's so overworked. But people should send all your examples to showtips@infowars.com. And, I mean, not just tweets. There's videos. What are you hearing there in Ohio?
I'm just the same thing that's going on all over Facebook and Twitter. That it's racist if Obama doesn't get in. It's racist if they end up getting Romney in. Which personally, I don't trust either of them. But I'd rather have Romney back in. But then again, you know, they're both.
Well, then here's the deal: a record number of white people voted for Obama, and I think they voted for him because they are racist. They voted for him because they're racist and they're guilty about it. And that's what I found. Your liberals are usually your real racist. They'll act like they're not. Me, I mean, I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I'm 38 years old. I'm way above this. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to bow down and say I'm bad and bow down and just, I'm sick of it all. And the point is, the Democrats use race-based politics. Republicans do to a certain extent as well. But that's what I hear on talk radio. That's what I hear on MSNBC. Every time I turn on MSNBC, which I monitor it, I turn it on a few times a day. They got it on in the back. Different channels. We vary all the channels. We've got like three TVs on, one in there, one in here, and one in the coffee room. One back in the reporter's area, one in this control room, one back in that coffee area. But the point is that it's just constant. It's racist if you don't support Obamacare. It's racist if you aren't for more welfare. It's racist if you don't want affirmative action. It's racist this, racist that, riot this, riot that. Anything else, sir?
I mean, I had one more, not to jump off topic or anything, but remember a couple months ago when you were doing the YouTube video about the Blackhawks that were doing the training around the city, the downtown cities everywhere.
Yeah, urban warfare.
Yes, me and my wife stepped out of our house today. The ground was literally shaking. Now, don't get me wrong, we live off the turnpike in a trailer. We came out of the house. We thought nothing of it. Wood started getting worse. Literally, our car started shaking. There were six Blackhawks fully loaded, two people on each side with their guns drawn, flying right probably a good 50 to 60 feet over our telephone pole.
Yeah, no, it's total acclimation. And for 20 years, if you see them with guns aimed at you, you didn't see that helicopter. Even if you videotape it, you're a crazy black helicopter person, even as troops run checkpoints. Some of the top headlines at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Pat-down expert. TSA procedures are like a circus. Retired cop claims TSA pat-downs are fake purely for show. Actually, sir, of course they're fake. It's not just security theater. It is meant to train you to have your comfort space violated by government. That's admitted. And the TSA workers, they're not smart enough to know that. This is psych warfare. I'm not saying they're even in on it. The first waves of TSA were people that just wanted jobs and wanted to protect America. I've talked to a lot of them that got out of it. Some are still hanging on because they want their pensions and stuff. But a bunch of them are pervs. Earthquake disaster drill mask FEMA martial law agenda. Incredible new breaking article with Kurt Nemo. New threats to riot if Obama loses election. Very important story that we're updating with new information. Impatient eugenicists tighten the screws on Yemen. Key info. Google already manipulating search results, favoring big brands over small brands. Key information. Conservative radio host, TSA groped my bleep. One of the head editors at Breitbart reporting on that and video of them dragging her into a back room where she didn't want to go. I told you, folks, that's where it's all headed. 21 signs the economic collapse is about to go to a whole new level. I'm going to cover that after more calls in the next hour. Huge developments in Turkey. Armenia to Syria flight lands in Turkey for security check. They're forcing down more aircraft, F-16s are, and now getting the big buffer zone invasion ready. Just amazing time. Lastly, if you click on any article at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you'll see a YouTube icon. And we have PrisonPlanet.tv to see the show live, to see all my films, to see the books, so many things, and your memberships help support what we're doing. But most of what we put out within a day or so goes on YouTube channels. They've been trying to shut down our main channel lately. That's got 292,000 subscribers and 240,751,000 views. And we use that as a major feeder channel. We've got over, I don't know, the last time I checked, 600 and something million on major channels the last 3 years. So that's an important outreach there. It's maybe 10% of our audience overall, but it's still very important because it hits a wider spectrum. You know, probably 5 million people a week see us on YouTube. The point is, on all the channels combined, that if you go to the right-hand side, we have links to playlists or new channels we've launched, and get this, in HD. The shows are long. There's so much of it that upload speeds, we usually put it up there in just a medium res. But now that I've got more crew members, I have them put up their reports, my special reports, and other things on these new HD channels. So there's Alex Jones HD playlist that you'll want to subscribe to. It's free. There's the Info Warrior playlist, one of our older backup channels you'll want to subscribe to. There's Paul Joseph Watson playlist. There's the Jakari Jackson playlist. But again, these sites have all of our material on them. Rob Dew playlist. Melissa Melton playlist. David Ortiz playlist. Darren McBreen playlist. Dan Bedondi playlist. Aaron Dykes playlist. Planet InfoWars playlist. Alex's Favorites playlist. That's not one of our channels. And NBA Star Reveals a Secret. That's just some of the stuff. And we've got documentary playlist, all that. Just go sign up. There are the channels also listed, not just the playlist. But go to InfoWars.com. Go to the Alex Jones channel, the official channel. And down there is a whole list of things. Subscribe to all of them. So they shut our big channel down, which they're trying to do. And some of our backups, we've got these new backups. Because, again, we're just, and by all means, take our videos, post them on your YouTube. Because they've got some type of governor on the main Alex Jones channel. People that post our videos, say one of our videos is 50,000. You post it, you get 60,000, 70,000.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to take 20 minutes of calls ahead of our next guest joining us. I appreciate folks calling in. I've got to remember to plug where listeners are calling from. We just had a caller listening on XM. Now we've got a listener watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Lonnie, Thad's also watching on PrisonPlanet.tv from Illinois. Thad, you're there in Illinois, one of the cities slated to go up in flame statistically. What'd you call in about? Are you concerned about the threats to riot if Obama doesn't win again?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Alex. I remember them riots. They had one. They had the Rodney King beating deal. I brought that up. But I was calling in for 2 points today.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to give you. Well, I was sitting there waking up, drinking my coffee, and on The View, they said the Coca-Cola or the vice president or CEO of one of the companies sent out letters to their employees saying that if Romney wasn't voted in and Obama got in again, that they were going to lose their job.
And by the way, he was pointing out that if they have to buy the health care, because my crew, I've asked, almost none of them want health care, so we never got it. I just pay them more. People don't get, they take your money and get you the health care, and health care prices are going up. And so it'll be hard for me to keep our 50 crew and the contractors. Everybody will have to go to contractors, and I'll have to hire 100 people and have them all be part-time. I mean, it'll be hard for me. We really need this money bomb to pay for Obamacare. But, hey, don't think it'll go away when Mitt Romney gets in. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
And the other point, you and Lindsay talked a while back about the Bible and how there's the fake Bible and the real. There's, you know, I was wanting to get one of those because I think we're headed for deep, you know what. I remember you guys were talking about they had rewritten the Bible. And I was wondering I couldn't remember what you guys said. I couldn't write
the King James Version. From all the scholars I've researched and my own research, is about as good as it's going to get. The King James is a masterpiece.
Okay, well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah, they continue to find Dead Sea Scrolls and other scrolls, and they fought releasing it for a while because a bunch of humanists and atheists were involved in it, but more as it gets released, it's exact translation. I mean, that's a miracle in and of itself. Well, the real miracle is the Jewish scribes and Jewish priests just keep those scrolls and pass them down and are true to the text. And so they were trained by those folks, the Christian people most of them that wrote, you know, the Bible inspired, but copied down what happened at the time were Jewish. So they were trained as priests, a lot of them, and how to absolutely, fill it out the way it was in the Hebrew and then the Greek. I'm not going to get into a whole argument about that, but I've studied it to some extent. I'm still a novice. Yeah, and they're saying the King James 1611 as well. Does that answer your question, sir? He's gone. Let's jam in one more, maybe hold him over. Brian in New Jersey, Android app. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, brother.
Very good. First, I'd like to comment that your prison, or actually planetinfowars.com, I started a group up. Actually met with one of the guys over the weekend. Actually taught me a lot about survivalness and preparedness.
That's what it's for. Camping, survival, dating, you name it.
Yeah, absolutely. Really informative. Actually brought me a can of beans that would actually last me 200 years and some butter. I was actually really surprised and just let me know where I was standing compared to, other people who are listeners out there who have been, preparing for longer than I have. Now, also my second point, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I live in southern Jersey. I live near the nice little town of Camden, New Jersey. Well, what they've done in Camden is they have taken out probably about 75% of the police force, and they've now put in...
Stay there. Come back and recap that. I'm going to come right back to you out of the break. I want to hear about this. Yeah, they're cutting police all over and only allowing the cops that stay to do revenue generation. So the cops will purely be there to collect money to give to the banks, and the average cop doesn't even know that.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we are going through your phone calls right now in this segment ahead of a bunch of other economic news I haven't gotten to yet. And we're talking about riots in this country. It's in Business Insider. It's in Creator Syndicate. It's in Chicago Now, Infowars.com, TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com. It is all over the place. And Paul Watson has a new article out, New Threats to Riot if Obama Loses Election, flooding Twitter, Facebook by the thousands. And that's what we've been talking about. What will happen if there's riots after the elections? Will they use it to declare civil emergency? Is that why the Army admits they're gearing up for record civil emergency? Why is MSNBC hyping that it's racist if you don't vote for Obama? This is the divide and conquer that the globalists are using against the American people, and it's truly, truly disgusting. Let's go back to your calls right now. Let's talk to Brian in New Jersey. Okay, Brian, what's going on there in New Jersey?
All right. So as I was saying before, Camden, New Jersey. Well, I'm a white male, about 23, and let's put it this way: if I were to go in there, I would probably be stopped by the cops and then taken to jail, and probably had to spend the night for some drug charge, one thing or another. And now with that, what I said before is they are now dropping about 75% of the police force. Now they're putting the state troopers in there. And what I feel is that's kind of a buffer towards what I would consider martial law. Let's ease them into it. Now, you'll see, the drones flying over this area. It's a really bad area, a lot of gun violence. And now, note, in New Jersey, we have a zero carry law. You can't even have a shotgun in your truck here.
No, that's right. They disarm the people, and that's always where the crime zones are. And we see all over the country, not just in the east or the west, on the major coastlines. There's the headline, gritty New Jersey city of Camden to scrap police department amid budget woes. Again, and the more taxes you pay, the more tickets they write, the less revenue there is because it collapses the society. That's the plan. It's spreading, not just Detroit, not just L.A., not just areas of New Jersey, all over the country. It's rotting. I remember 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, they announced 35 crimes that Oakland, California won't respond to, including breaking and entering. I mean, it is just a license to kill and steal. And then all over the country, they're announcing daytime curfews. I saw this in Arkansas last year, where we're just going to stop you at checkpoints and search during the day in this town. Or nighttime curfews for adults as well in places in Kentucky. And yes, our country is being eased into martial law. The police have been militarized. They have urban warfare drills, now real army checkpoints. See, it goes from drills to real checkpoints. The Army Times announces troops are going to be on the streets. They're suddenly at your local prom. The TSA is there. But the border is wide open and the government ships guns into Mexico. Yes, this is the artificial takedown of America by the ultra-rich live offshore or in their armored compounds. And this is how they do it. This is a military takeover of America. What else is happening in your area?
Well, other than a very, very heavy police force, and, you know, I don't really like to bash the police force. I have a lot of firemen friends, but the thing is, it just seems like this paramilitary is going on where they need to walk around with their chest out and say, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? You need to stop right now. And then they're going to say, okay, well, you know, your window's down. Let me open up your car and let me search through everything that you have.
No, you live in martial law. You are a suspect until proven slave. It's the end of America. It's beyond third world countries I've been to. I mean, this is it. I mean, in Mexico, they shake you down for security. In Mexico, they search your car for security. In North Korea, they do that. I really appreciate your call. We talk about the police so much here because that's where the rubber meets the road. Tyranny will be enforced by police in any country. We know North Korea is bad. We know Nigeria is bad. We know Indonesia is bad with their police. We know Mexico is bad. Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador. We know that hundreds of third world countries, the police absolutely enslave the people for the ultra rich, and the people are scared and the cops swagger around. I've been in third world countries and cops swaggering around, it's embarrassing for them. How they have criminal eyes, how they're trying to scare people, how they enjoy the fear. They hire people that like that, and that's the death of our country. And they hire people now in many big departments to be like that. And it's the death of America. And hey, cops, all your prosperity goes out the window, too, with that. You're being destroyed as well. And it's just disgusting to watch it happen. And even when they're professional and violate your rights, they're doing it because things are falling apart and they've got to do something. The globalists are the ones making it fall apart. And it's not like that's my opinion. The globalists brag about all this stuff. Let's go to Phil in Boston. Phil, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good, my friend.
Well, you know, I live in Waltham, Massachusetts. Massachusetts being maybe the least awake state in the country, it feels sometimes. I feel very lonely up here. But you know what? You know, if there are riots, boy, Waltham is prepared because they just got one of those special response tanks. One of those armored, it looks like an armored truck with turret holes out the side. That's what it seems, you know, to stick guns out. But this thing is literally like shaking the ground as it drives around town, and no one seems to care.
Now, every major police department, even small ones, aren't getting old Army surplus armored vehicles. They're getting big, modern Homeland Security war wagons. I see federal police all over the streets now. I see federal police armored vehicles, big trucks, surveillance grids, because it's all planned. How many years have I told people? All this is planned. And people are going to beg for martial law during this economic collapse. I don't know if it's going to be riots, wars, what their major trigger are, but it's all planned. And then you got a public, less than 25% read newspapers, who are going to sit there and literally beg for it. And then it'll be people criticizing the government or not letting things get better. I'm glad they arrested that talk show host. And you're like, but that's the First Amendment. Oh, you're one of them? I've had clean-cut reporters like Linda West out on the street in downtown Austin on a sidewalk interviewing people, and somebody comes over in a suit and tie, we got video of him, and calls the police on him saying that asking if people think the government's out of control was terrorism. And the guy runs off, calls the police, and the police came. I mean, this is America, folks. I mean, these people would love to put us in death camps right now. And again, the Army's own training manuals, public for 4 months, says re-education camp. They think we're so stupid that they even use the Soviet term. I'm not calling what they have in their re-education camp. It says re-education camp. Re-education camp. That's like saying, we have a pitch to shoot people in. I mean, that's no big deal. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Well, is there any chance you could call Homeland Security like you do? I love when you call them up directly and warn them about these threats and, you know, see something, say something or whatever. See what they say. See if they just totally blow you off.
Well, it's probably a bunch of their people out there provocateuring it. I mean, how many times have we caught the feds provocateuring riots? How many times?
It's always funny the response you get, even if it's nothing.
You know, the word is the L.A. riots were actually triggered by some operatives that started robbing some stores first and telling people to do it. And then some idiots, you know, attacked the first truck they saw, Reginald Denny. And then it went from there. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, they're planning something big. And the cops have said, get ready for late October, early November. And I asked the cops, well, what are they saying it's for? Well, they won't say. It's the election, or maybe it's an Iran strike. But by getting the word out, we may back it off.
Well, they also like to pull things off in the winter because people are less likely to go out and protest, and that's something everybody should think about. That happens quite a lot.
Well, if there's riots, people aren't going to be watching a bank holiday or an Iran war. I mean, it's everything's gearing up towards a coming to a head. I appreciate your great points. Lonnie in Arkansas watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Lonnie, welcome.
How you doing this afternoon?
I'm seeing all the warning signs, and I'm hoping I'm wrong.
I am too. Look, I'm a service connected disabled Army veteran, 13 plus years, and spent 10 years as an Air Scout on Kiowas. Yesterday, I had two UH-1Ys, slate gray, no markings of any kind, no tail numbers, nothing. About 50 feet over the house, and they were probably doing about 110, 120 knots. And what I'm looking for is a false flag going off right around election time.
All I know is there are more than 20 confirmed news articles in the last month of real Army checkpoints on highways all of a sudden. And it makes me get chills. They're now not just doing drills. It's happening. We're going under martial law. And then people are like, where's the martial law? Because they think TSA at highway checkpoints in the Army isn't martial law. What do you think about this massive acceleration? What do you think is happening?
I don't recognize my country no more. You know, it's not the country that I went in and served when Vietnam was going on. You know, I mean, everything is turned upside down. It's a police state. DHS comes out, Janet Napolitano, and is sitting there saying that the veterans are the enemy, that we're domestic terrorists.
Well, they know you're the ones that are trained and won't go along with the takeover. This is a real, and I hope the police and young military understand, they're going to start a civil war. They think they're going to order you to go grab this guy, Lonnie, out of his house, which I don't think is going to be a very healthy thing to do, Lonnie.
It ain't gonna have a good outcome.
I hear you, Lonnie. I hear you. We've been taken over. We're in the process of it. Anything else you wanted to add?
No. That's just pretty much it. You know, just stuff that I've been noticing, you know.
You really think a false flag's coming? All right.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're waiting on Sheriff Raymond Frank. I don't think he's ever been to this studio before. I've interviewed him out on the road. I'm trying to find it, so we'll see if he gets here to be in studio. If not, he'll come in tomorrow or something. Just a great guy. We're going to continue with your calls and also get into more of the news here. But I was just thinking during the break, I mean, there are news articles from California to South Carolina, from Texas to Illinois, where regular Army, not just National Guard like Empire Shield in New York, but regular Army, regular Marines with loaded sidearms are running checkpoints. And, I mean, it's in the news. Oh, you drive up, there's Marines with Beretta 9mm on their sides and Humvees, and we're just going to search your car today, man. I mean, folks, it's one thing you pull up to cops and they're violating the Fourth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. But I mean, now the military, and now I see articles every week started in Colorado earlier this year now, they'll have a bank robbery, and an hour later they'll just shut down a whole highway with guns, and it showed it on the news, cops walking up with M16s, pointing them at families in their cars. I mean, you know, that's kind of getting to the point where you just want to point M16s at us. Well, I mean, again, folks, once this stuff starts, patriots, conservatives, libertarians, we don't go out and riot, folks. I mean, if the government starts a war with the American people, it's going to be 1776 style. I mean, of course, Homeland Security says veterans are the number one terrorist threat. They say that's who they believe is going to attack because they're going to start a civil war with you. And listen, the average military and police folks today that I talk to are waking up to this, but you've got to go past that because now they've got dramas on ABC, NBC, CBS. You see the shows. I mean, I've seen the trailers and the promos and the breakdowns. And in every episode, in every show, there are evil right-wing gun owner veterans who won't turn their guns in, who also are immoral and hurt children and murder people and are bad and are racist. I love me the Second Amendment, and I hate me some black people. Let's go blow up a building and kill some kids. That's how the shows are. So that cops and everybody watching this suspend disbelief and psychologically now think of the American people who are for the Second Amendment and anti-New World Order that we're terrorists. I mean, they have shows where, you know, a guy's going to nerve gas New York and he believes in chemtrails. Or they have shows where you're a Ron Paul supporter and you're a drug dealing murderer. Or they, I mean, and then it's admitted in the news that it's government paid for to have these messages. And people, 25% or less, read newspapers. People sit there and they watch that. That's why now they're seeing a phenomenon where stars of these shows that play the part of American terrorists are getting confronted and assaulted and stuff. Because people walk up and go, "You're that terrorist." And they're like, "No, I'm an actor." "No, you're not. You're a terrorist." They don't even know, folks. That's how dumb they are. I mean, listen, I've talked to some police. Most of them are awake now that I've talked to, but that's not in some of these big corrupt mafia-run cities that haven't been fully federalized yet. You know, some of the local police departments, some of the other departments aren't pure evil yet. At least not at the lower ranks, but a lot of them are. And they actually believe, yeah, that we're going to have a war with the veterans. We're going to have a war with people that believe in a world government. And you're like, "Hey, let me show you some news articles where they admit that your world government's being set up." And I mean, I tried to give some cops the other day. They had part of downtown shut down for ACL Fest. Speaking of that, the idiot guitar player from... And again, it doesn't mean I'm for Romney. It's that you've got this idiot guitar player on ACL Fest, a Red Hot Chili Peppers, on TV with an Obama shirt like it's liberal. NDAA, wiretapping, secret arrest, more wars. I mean, it's so stupid. But I'm driving along. I pull up. And I'm wanting to try to get around it so I can go swim in the river. And I go, "Hey, where does this detour go?" Because it doesn't say it. It says detour back to the highway. And the cops both laugh and go, "Oh, hey." They both recognize who I was. And then they stick their heads in the truck and are looking around. I'm like, "Hey, where's the detour go?" Because it goes back out the highway. I go, "How do I get over there?" And the cops were just busy looking in my car. And I went, "Oh, you're trained well, you know, to be scanning the thing. Like I'm some big criminal asking you directions." They start laughing, going, "Oh, Alex, oh." And I went, "Here, have one of my free magazines." "Oh, no, we can't take that radical stuff." "Oh, no, Jake, oh, no." I mean, you know, it's, "Hey, guys, where's this detour go? How do I get back over there?" Oh, they didn't even talk to me like I was a human. They just stuck their head in the truck. "Oh, what's in here?"
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got a pretty amazing amazing person here in studio, and he's running for sheriff again. But this is an issue nationwide, the type of people you should have run for sheriff and the power of the sheriff that Sheriff Richard Mack and others have talked about, stand up against tyranny. Raymond Frank, 2012 Republican candidate for Travis County, November 6th. The election's coming up here in Austin, Texas, named after, well, you know, William Barrett Travis. Was elected sheriff of Travis County for 8 years and holds the Air Force's highest aeronautical rating of command pilot with 3,600 hours. After that, he was a special agent, lieutenant colonel with the Air Force Office of Special Investigations for 15 years, assigned in Berlin, Paris, London, Wiesbaden, Reykjavik, Iceland, and South Central Texas. Community service, he quarterly donor of blood, will surpass 7 gallons during 2012. Don't give too much. We need you to... And he also helps the homeless, RaymondFrank.com. And you were one of the, I think, the first sheriff in the country before there were even laws to say, stop throwing people in jail for marijuana. Your friends, of course, with Willie Nelson and other such evil people, because you think the jails ought to have violent offenders in them. But I wish you'd be our sheriff again. That would be awesome. And Ray, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Really an honor to be here.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. What do you make of where the country's gone?
I'm really scared. It's hard to figure out what's going on. But I'll say this, if I'm the sheriff, my loyalty will be to the citizens of Travis County 100%. In other words, I won't sign up with the federal government on some stupid program that would be adverse to our citizens in Travis County.
Well, I tell you, so much is going on. Let's just look at the marijuana issue. I know you don't smoke it. I don't smoke it, but George Washington grew it and did smoke it. I have that magazine there that's in front of you, the new InfoWars magazine. I'm going to give you a few copies here when you go.
Yeah.
And in there is an ad for hemp oil that doesn't even have THC in it. It's another variant of the plant. And I've had people say, how dare you even have hemp oil that's legally imported, not allowed to grow it in the U.S., that's been proven for good for the stomach, anti-cancer, you name it. And I've been accused by quite a few people of being evil. So they think even hemp, even if it's a shirt of hemp, is evil because, the chemical companies say so. How do you battle ignorance of that level? And go back and tell folks what you did with marijuana enforcement in Travis County.
Well, I stuck my head out. I was elected in my first year in office was 73, and I volunteered to appear before the Senate Jurisprudence Committee in our state Senate. And I advocated that it should be lowered from 10 years in the slammer, 10 years in the state penitentiary, to a misdemeanor. And I took a lot of heat from that, but I'm glad I did that. And now I think it's time to move on and have no penitentiary or jail time involved in if somebody is arrested for it. I just don't think she should be arrested. It should be legalized.
I said 14 states last week, and I was corrected. It's like 18 states have said decriminalize. That doesn't mean legalized, tax it, all that. And the feds just won't stop, including Obama. He promised to let the states do what they want, but he's a liar.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's too bad. I don't know whether, if I'm elected, I don't know whether this next legislature we can do anything because we have nothing written on the books yet. But
what do you think about people that think in my magazine when I advertise quality hemp products that have no THC in it, different variant of the plant, people think I'm dealing marijuana?
Yeah, well,
what do you say to those people?
Do they really think that, or are they just saying that to antagonize you and so forth?
No, see, only 25% of people read newspapers now. They actually think it's marijuana.
I heard you say that earlier. Yeah,
that's a new big study out today.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of uninformed people, and. But we don't need to be arresting these young kids and putting them in jail.
When you were a lieutenant...
I have a grandson that was put in jail because of a small amount of marijuana.
Amazing. Well, they need fresh meat for the private prisons.
I don't know about private prisons.
Well, a lot of these prisons actually are...
Yeah, they're privatized. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I think the county should run the jail.
What would you do... As sheriff, if elected, coming up in 3 weeks, and how can people get behind you to do that?
To do what?
To get elected sheriff.
Well, I have a lot going for me now. Unfortunately, for the incumbent, he has a lot of dirty laundry and baggage that's following him, and I just don't think he has a snowball chance in hell of being elected sheriff because people, he's getting a lot of money from strip joints, not only here in Travis County, but in Las Vegas and Houston. And people aren't going to put up with that. He's getting, well, $39,500 since 2005 to 2012. He's got $11,000 from beer, wine, and alcohol people. Citizens of Travis County don't want that. And
what would you do if elected sheriff? What would be the first three or four things you'd do?
Well, the first thing I want to do is he has what I call a ticket-riding frenzy. He has dozens and dozens and dozens of patrolmen that do nothing but give tickets. And he does that on roads that's being controlled by the city of Austin and other suburban cities in our county. And we're going to put a stop to that. I want these people to get out in the neighborhoods and protect my home. I live in the unincorporated area of Travis County. I never see a patrolman on my street.
No, they're always out writing tickets.
That's right. They're down at the bottom of the hill. I live on Camino Alto. You know where I live.
Yeah. And
they're down there. I haven't seen them in about a month, so I think they're slowed up.
You've been talking about it.
Because of the election coming up. But we're going to do away with that. And what bothers me is, what am I going to do with all the personnel they have? He has 121 patrolmen and officers that take vehicles home at night, back and forth. And the county pays for that. They pay for the gasoline and everything. And I'm not going to be given tickets like that. So I'm going to have a lot of surplus people, really.
What do you think about massive layoffs of police and sheriff's departments nationwide? And then they say, we're not going to respond to calls as much anymore. We're just going to raise money. Well, then who even needs the police or the sheriff's departments if they don't even respond to major crimes?
That's absolutely terrible. That's not right. I don't want my patrolmen to be revenueers. No, that's not their job to do that. And
Well, plus the big secret is that money ends up, most of it getting taken away anyways and ferreted off to banks and bonds and investments. Yeah. They tell the police, go out and write tickets or we'll go bankrupt. But notice they're writing more tickets than ever and they're shutting them down everywhere.
I know.
There's not enough money to ever pay off the New World Order. It's designed to implode us.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I can't tell you what's going to happen. It's horrible.
What do you think of Art Aceveda and the federal funding to go out and have these rubber stamp warrants and suck blood on the highways?
I think that's horrible. I'm against it. First of all, I don't think we should be taking federal money. I don't want federal money.
Well, it's our money they already took. Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah.
But I may have to take something that's already been signed up for, but I don't believe in that.
That's what Ron Paul, people say, he's a hypocrite. He doesn't do earmarks, but once it comes anyways, he takes it.
Yeah.
Because, it's already coming. What do you do?
Yeah, but I'm not going to sign up for any new programs that would make it come,
Now, you were loved as sheriff. I've looked into it. Willie Nelson loves you. And you were in for 8 years. So from, 73 to 88?
Yeah, 8 years. Yeah, well, I tried to be a good sheriff. I was, I believed in the people, and they believed in me, and I want to help people. I want to be a peace officer. I don't want to be a law enforcement officer, period. I want to be a peace officer, my people. And you got to understand that everything one of my deputies does is just like me doing it. If they're driving a car, that's like me driving it. So I'm going to really be careful of what they're doing.
I've noticed you've been getting some traction. You have a chance to win. RaymondFrank.com. People want to read your amazing history. Back when you were a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force after being a pilot doing criminal investigations, could you have ever imagined, and I know dealing with the Soviets and stuff in Germany, could you have ever imagined that America would become like the Soviet Union?
I don't know. I was a special agent. I was actually a spook. And I worked in Berlin. Berlin was the capital, the spook capital of the world. They have, all these nations had spooks there. And
Bob Chapman, rest in peace.
What he was doing too?
No, he did that. Yeah,
he was in the army. And I never imagined, I never thought that this would happen to our country, but it sure is.
Back when you were working as a spook in the Air Force in Berlin, if they would have told you, hey, in 2012, there'll be army checkpoints, the government will ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and the TSA will take women who don't want to be taken into rooms and strip them, the NSA will be listening to everybody without warrants, would you have thought they were crazy?
Absolutely. Unbelievable. You just couldn't believe it.
What would people have done back then if they would have seen that?
Well, if you would advocate that, they'd think you were crazy, you know, for one thing. You know how that is. People wouldn't stand for it, but nowadays people seem to be programmed to just go along to get along or something. I don't know. It's strange, you know.
It's amazing because I've studied the Soviets, and everything we're going under is like right out of a Soviet playbook. I mean, it is. But we still got free speech and things, but they're trying to curtail that now. I know you've been standing up mightily for the First Amendment in many ways, on and off the air. What else do you want listeners and voters to know? I mean, generally, we're being heard all over the world right now, not just Travis County. What do you think of Sheriff Richard Mack, who I know has been supporting you, and his move for people to rediscover the sheriff and the true role of the sheriff? Because you know they're trying to get rid of the sheriff nationwide.
Yeah, I know they're advocate that, but it's a constitutional office, and we get our commission from the governor of the state of Texas.
And the state legislature. You are elected by the people.
Yeah, I know, but we're commissioned by the governor of Texas.
Yes.
He gives us a card to carry out, ID card. I still have mine from the previous governors. But we're not going to give it up. But it was tried, though, several years ago when they were rewriting the Constitution. When they were rewriting, Ronnie Earl was the...
Yeah, they hate police that are actually elected. That's a horrible idea.
They were setting up to...
That makes perfect sense. Of course you should elect the sheriff. That's a no-brainer.
But Ronnie Earl and our big judge, it was with the Texas government, they were advocating that the sheriff be provided by the House of Representatives. In other words, if one was needed...
Oh. Yeah, I tell you, boy, Ronnie Earl, he's a pretty scary guy.
And I got the word out as best I could to other sheriffs throughout Texas what they were doing, you know. And we can't allow that. And if I'm elected, I'm going to try to get on, be the representative that will ride herd on what's going on.
Explain the office of the sheriff and why it's so important. I mean, it's one of the oldest elected offices since the Magna Carta. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, it's...
It's the beginning of the republic system.
In Texas, we had sheriffs when we weren't even a state. We were just a republic. We had sheriffs. We were serving civil papers. Now our sheriff's department does not serve civil papers at all. They've slept that off onto the constables. We're going to get back into serving papers. And the Texas law is that we're the representative. It's in writing that the sheriff will represent the House of Representatives and the Senate on getting out subpoenas and other papers like that. And it's a shame that we're not in it. But
yeah, that duty's the real power. Well, notice they just want to take it away because God forbid the people ever elect a good sheriff.
Sequestrations, that should be our job. You never want to get a sequestration because that's when we come after your property, you know. So I'm going to set the example, and I'm going to, and the people are going to hear from me just like when I was sheriff before. If... I want the people to know what's going on there. Now you don't know. I know about accidents that have happened, serious ones. The sheriff's had deputies. The people don't even know about it. And that used to be covered, remember, a long time ago, 30 years ago.
Maybe. Oh, now you just do whatever the government... Now media takes a press release from every department and just repeats it as if it's true. Yeah. Government could say that, you know, Lucky Charms elves are going to land in Zilker Park tomorrow, and the media would be out there waiting for Lucky Charm elves to land. I mean, they just repeat whatever they're told.
Yeah, well, I've been sending press releases in, but then the other day I got this Truth-O-Meter thing. They wrote an article about me, and it came out mostly true, so that was good. I don't know whether you saw it or not.
What, the Statesman?
Yeah.
I missed it, but I mean, how could they lie about you, buddy? I know you've got a perfect record.
Well, they were questioning the amount of money that's been donated by Perfect 10 and Sugars. And they were saying, well, that's not right. It's a lower figure. And I said, sorry, it isn't. It's $3,700. It's $37,000. And now there's a brand new donation of $2,500. So that takes it up to $39,500.
And why are you saying it's bad for the topless bars to be donating to him?
Well, the sheriff, they shouldn't be donated. The sheriff shouldn't be taking money from them. I don't care who they donate to, but don't donate it to law enforcement people, you know.
Sure, because we all know some of the things that, you know.
There's criminal acts every day in those places where they're lewd or indecent exposure, different things. Perfect 10 is the ranks in the top 10 of liquor sales in the state of Texas, in the city of Austin. I mean, Travis County.
Well, I mean, my whole issue is, I understand you're just saying your candidate takes from, I mean, I don't know anything about those groups, so that's a separate issue, you know, here on the air, but I understand your point in the paper. I missed that. Sheriff, expanding on this, what would you do with the federal government? Because I know in the old days under the Constitution, just 30 years ago, 20 years ago, the FBI and others got permission to come in, and now there's a move for sheriffs again to exert their authority and say, you know, you've got to have everything lined up properly to come into this jurisdiction instead of just total federalization.
Yeah, well, I've heard that many times, and it would be nice if we could kick them out and they'd have to get permission to come in, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. There are so many federal people in Travis County of different agencies, you know, Secret Service.
No, I know, but I'm saying, look, we've gone from the point of where they had to do that to just a takeover now.
Yeah, well, they're not.
You know, a lot of police actually carry a secondary federal card now.
Yeah. We're going to be the chief law enforcement agency for Travis County, I can assure you that. And even if I have to wear 5 stars up here instead of the 4 stars that the chief of police wears.
Or you can wear 8, you know.
Well, no, they wear 6.
I'm being sarcastic.
5.
No, like a third-world general, I know. More and more police chiefs look like third-world generals, yeah.
The sheriff in Los Angeles wears 5 stars here, which is 1 star above the 4, which are traditionally worn by chiefs of police.
Yeah, because I guess if a governor was kind of dictatorial, he might wear 5 stars. It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, because that means, you know, like the El Jefe wears 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs wears 5.
That's right. Yeah. No, 4.
4?
Yeah, 4 stars, yeah.
Why not 8 stars?
Dempsey wears 4. He's the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. Yeah, he wears 4. Now, during the World War II, Eisenhower had 5, and MacArthur, I think, had 5, but they were round, in a round set. 5 stars.
Oh, because that symbolized it was a joint command.
It was just
how about 90 stars?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hey, how about instead of just giving Obama and the warmongering EU a peace prize, they could give Genghis Khan a peace prize. It's already such a joke, the peace prize.
Yeah.
Why don't we give Mars, the god of war, a peace prize? You ever think about that?
You know, we're fighting in Afghanistan. There's only been one guy that's ever captured Afghanistan. You knew who that was? Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
He did that by killing everybody.
Exactly. We'll give him a peace prize. We'll be right back with Sheriff Ray Frank here. RaymondFrank.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones. Well, Raymond Frank is certainly a chip off the old block of good American sheriffs. He's been sheriff in Travis County before. RaymondFrank.com, another great sheriff, of course. We need to get back on the show. Hey, maybe for the 48-hour broadcast, with only a few slots left, perhaps we should get Sheriff here on the air, of course, and everybody knows who I'm talking about, Richard Mack. RaymondFrank.com, people want to donate or get behind you. Have you had a chance to debate the people you're running against yet?
No, I haven't had a chance. I haven't been asked to. I don't think that my opponent wants to debate. Yeah, probably because of the adverse stuff that's come up. And I had one ad in the paper, and I have an ad that's going to be in Sunday's paper, the 21st, the 28th, and the 4th of November. And it's negative advertising. I realize that. But the reason I'm doing that is people, they need to know the background of our public officials, and that's the only way I know to get it out. Like, he went bankrupt in 1997. He beat his creditors out of $146,000. He was certified as a biological father of a 13-year-old child. Can you imagine that? 13 years went by before the mother of that child got him before the Attorney General of the state of Texas and had him certified biological father, and the birth records of that child was changed.
Hey, look at that photo. Who are you with right there?
Oh, yeah, that's me and Willie and Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens.
Yeah, Slim, he's dead.
Oh, I know. Shoot, a guy can have a good time with all that stuff. You know, that's a quote from Dr. Strangelove.
He was telling about his ranch in Colorado. He was ready to go up there, and he died kind of early. Yeah.
Hey,
that's at Briarcliff.
Yeah.
Used to be an old thing there.
And you knew LBJ pretty good, didn't you?
Well, I knew his brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Sam Houston, yeah. I sure did. Oh, yeah. I was a pallbearer at his funeral.
Yeah, I need to get you on sometime just about history. Talk about all the spook stuff against the Russians.
And I think that I give Sam credit for me making Lieutenant Colonel. God bless him. And the way he does it, he doesn't tell his brother, but he told the pilot of Air Force One, who is now retired. He's a general. He's retired and lives in Texas. And I think he put in the word that Raymond Frank needs to be promoted to lieutenant colonel, and I got it. I don't know, but I'm sure that happened.
Well, a lot of wild stuff's going on here in Austin. Yeah.
I deserved it. I had a good.
I know. You're
but
a character.
A lot of people are vying for every one of those promotions.
Hey, listen, we ought to get you in here sometime and talk about. It's been 40 years, so you could come on and talk about some of the spook stuff against the Russians, or have you been released from all that? Are you allowed to talk about that?
I don't know whether I've been released or not. I do know we flew to Oslo once. I was a pilot of the airplane and interrogated a Soviet officer that defected in Oslo. But I wasn't really involved all that much at the top level, you know.
You weren't in the James Bond type stuff?
No, I don't.
A lot of times it's the low level guys.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah,
the low level guys are out there killing people.
But I was a major during that time. I was in Europe, and then later I made lieutenant colonel. And the higher you get, the closer you get to working behind a desk. You know how that goes.
I was about to say. No, I know some guys that were like sergeants and stuff.
Yeah,
killing people in Berlin.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. There was actually a lot of covert warfare going on there, wasn't there?
A lot of spooks. I mean, you got the French, you got the British, you got the East Germans, and then us. Because, you know, Berlin was divided.
Yeah.
And I used to fly in there a lot from Wiesbaden. And you know what our colonels wanted most? Grandfather clocks.
Why is that?
Well, you know, that was a much sought after thing to buy a grandfather clock and bring it back to the States.
Oh, yeah. And in crystal, too. They can bring back crystal. Yeah. You know what? RaymondFrank.com. I hope you get elected a sheriff. Folks, get out there and get behind him and get good sheriffs elected in your area.